Sagt der Mishnah weiter, man sagt, das ist jetzt Perik Hey, Mishnah Beis. Rabbi Yossi says, I can also add, and again, this is all from that one day. Remember what we learned at the beginning of the Masechta, not to forget it? So when all the Tamid HaChachamim came into Karen B'Yavne, and each one testified on a Masechta that they had. So in the previous Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda told us about his Masechta, six things where the B'Shamay are Mekel and the B'Sil are Machmer. Now Rabbi Yossi tells us about the six that was his Masechta. First, Min HaTorah is usher to cook basar behemah together with milk or cheese and so on. If they were cooked together, it's usher b'achila and it's usher b'hana to derive any pleasure from it. The Chachamim asered to eat it together even if they were not cooked together. They also asked to put them on the same table when you're eating from it. You're supposed to eat on the same table that has both milchik and fleishik. Furthermore, the Torah asered basar behemah. A goat. What about chicken? Chicken is midrabanan. But is there an iser to eat chicken and milk together if they weren't cooked together? And also, is there an iser to put them on the same table? You're eating from it. Let's see our Mishnah. Ha'if, meaning to say basar oif, like chicken, for example. Oila imagvina al hashulchan. It's mutter for both of them to be on the table when you're eating one of them. You shouldn't eat them together. The B'Shamay held that there is no gzeira to put chicken and milk on the same table. Being that the Isra of Basar Oif B'Cholav of bird meat and milk is only Midrabanan. The Basil say, you don't put them on the table together. You can't have chicken and milchiks on the same table. There has to be some hecker, some divider. Chazal did make this gzeir, even by basar oif, out of concern you're going to come to eat it together. Second out of the six things, we go now to the halachis of truma. You have to separate truma from each min on its own, each type on its own. Can't separate from one on another. So the Mishnah determines zesim al shemen. Now oil comes out of olives. If I have olives and oil, I could separate truma from the olives on the olives and oil together. For that matter, va'anovim al yayin. You know that wine comes out of grapes, so if I have both grapes and wine, I can separate truma from the grapes on grapes and wine together. Because oil and olives are considered one. Even though one is solid, one is liquid. Same is true for grapes and wine. Kidr v'b'shamay, that would be consistent with the sheets of the b'shamay, but u'beis hilloimrim ein termin. You can't separate truma from olives on oil or grapes on wine. They dash into some apasik. You can't separate from something where the process has been completed, like wine and oil, on something where the process has not been completed, like the olives or grapes. Third of the six things, it is usur to plant tfuah within four amos of a vineyard. That's called the isur of Klai Akera. If a person did, both become usur bahana. The grapes that grow here in this vineyard, as well as the tefuah. Pasuk says, Le'sizur karmacha klayim pentigdash. Pentigdash means so that it shouldn't become asr hamaleya, the tefuah that sprouts out from the planting. Zakta Mishnah, this is the third. Machlaikis in Beshamay Besil, where Rabbi Yossi says that the Beshamay are lenient and the Besil are machmer. Hazareya arba amais shebekerim. Someone planted tefuah thin a dalid Amai's area of a vineyard. B'shamayim, the B'shamayim say Kiddush, that means it becomes Aser. How much becomes Aser? Shura Achas, one row of vines. The outside row of the vines, that's the one that becomes Aser along the length of where he planted the Tfuah. B'silim, the Basil say Shtei Shuras, two rows of vines. The two outside rows become Aser. They dash in the Pasuk Pen Tigdash, Hamaleya, Hazera asher tizra utvuas hakarem. They dash from the word hakarem, that the vineyard becomes also the vineyard that's near the tefuah, but the b'shamay hold. One row is called kerem, so one row becomes also. The b'shil say that a kerem, a vineyard, means at least two rows. And therefore the pasuk says that a kerem next to the tefuah becomes also, it means two rows of vines. Vaitra says the Mishnah, And this is about challah. We already learned in Perek Aleph Mishnah Beis that if someone makes a dough out of flour, you have to separate part of it and give it to the kohen. That's the mitzvah of challah. This is the fourth of the six machlokes. And ha-mi'isa, if you put flour into bubbling hot water and you shake it until it becomes like thick, Meshami Paitrin, the Meshami say this type of a dough is potter. You have to separate challah from it. The Basil Mechayim, the Basil say, no, you are. The Meshami hold that the chiyuv to separate challah is only on a dough that is baked in an oven. But Mi'isa, this is called cooking, not baking. And the Basil disagree. Fifth of the six machloikis, and over here where the Beis Shammai are makel, are lenient, and the Basil are machmir, says the Mishnah Vayter. Again, all this according to Rabbi Yossi. Matbilin, you can toivel. It's mutter to toivel a person or kalim that became tame. Bechardalis. Chardalis is a stream of rainwater that's coming down the mountain. Kedivrei Beis Shammai, consistent with the sheet of the Beis Shammai. Ubasilam, the basil say, ain matbilin, that you can't toivel. Person can't toivel or kalim can't be toiveled in this. What's the reason? We're talking about water that has the minimum shear, 40 saw. Which is the shear of a mikveh, if I follow it through from when it starts pouring down from the stream. Now the Meshamei say, the make shamin is metayer even if it's running. I have 40 saw over here of rainwater, 40 saw of rainwater coming down the mountain. The Basil say, no. Rainwater is only metayer if it's in one place. The water has to be stationary. You have to have 40 saw in one place. The sixth of the machloikasin, a ger has to first do bris milah and afterwards toivel himself when he's healed. Ger shen is geyer, a ger that was megayer himself, that did bris milah shem geyrus. Arvei psachim on erev Pesach. Meshamim, the Meshamim say toivel. He toivels himself like any ger would. And no problem, v'yachal es pischei le'erev. He can eat his carbon Pesach in the evening like the rest of the Yisraelim. Basilim, the Basil say no. Ha'poyresh min ha'arla. The ger that was Megayer himself and just did bris milah. It's like he separated himself from the arla. Kepoyresh min hakever. He has the same din as someone who was just metar himself from tumas meis. He won't become tar till at least 7 days. And therefore, he can't eat the carbon Pesach unless 7 days passed from his bris milah. What's the concern of the Beis Hillel? Maybe next year, the ger will become Tommy Mason Erev Pesach. He's going to think, oh, I remember from the year before. You tivel yourself and you're good to go. You can eat kachem that night. He won't realize that last year he may have been Tommy Mason, even if he was Tommy Mason. But Tommy Mason doesn't take effect in someone who is not a Yisrael. So Enochanami, maybe last year he was able to tivel himself L'Shem Geiris. And then he's ready, he's good to go for the Karban Pesach at night, but now he needs 7 days. He has to be sprinkled on the water that's mixed with the ashes of the Parah Adum on day number 3 and day number 7. So therefore the Basil or Masakim, that any ger that was Megayer himself has the same din as someone who became Tamei Meis, and the Beis Shammai are not concerned for this. So again, chazring over the six things, according to Rabbi Yossi, with the Meshamei are Mekel and the Basil are Machmer. Number one, we know that meat and milk that are cooked together are Aser min HaTayda. It's Aser to cook, it's Aser to eat, it's Aser to have Hanah. And the Rabbanan Aser that they shouldn't be eaten together, even if they weren't cooked together, you can't even have Milchik and Fleishik on the same table. What about Basar Oif? Bird meat. That's Aser mit Rabbanan, but could it be on the same table with Milchik? Can you have cheese and chicken on the same table without some type of a divider or hecker? Something to remind you. The Bashami say it's okay for it to be on the same table as long as you don't eat it together. The Basil say can't eat it and it can't be on the same table. The Bashami say you can separate truma from olives on oil or grapes on wine. It's all considered one. The Basil say no, they're considered separate. You can separate truma from olives on olives, but not from oil on olives or from wine on grapes. Third machloikis, if someone plants 4 amos, tfua, within 4 amos of a kerem. The Meshamei say, one shura of the kerem of the vineyard cannot be used. The Basil say, 2. Fourth machlokes, if you have this dough, which wasn't really baked, but they put dough into hot water and you mix it until it gets thick, the Bishami say, you don't have to separate challah from this. This is called cooked, not baked. The Basil say you are. Fifth machlokes, is it mutter to tivel yourself in a stream of water, rainwater coming down a mountain? The Bishami say yes, as long as you have a bohem salva there. The Basil say no. It has to be 40 saw that is stationary in one place. The sixth machloikis was about a ger who was megayir himself l'shem geiris in Erev Pesach, the Bishamay say. He toivels himself and he's good to go. He can eat the carbon Pesach in the evening. The Basil say, we're scared. He may confuse this with someone who stam tamei tumas meis, and he can think, maybe you toivel yourself, you can eat the carbon Pesach in the evening. When Yisrael is tamei tumas meis, he needs 7 days. He has to be sprinkled with the water mixed with the ashes of the parah adumah on day number 3 and day number 7. But he may say, well, last year I was tamei tumas meis, and I just toveled myself, and I was able to eat the Karban Pesach at night. Why can't I do it this year as well? He's not going to remember that last year he was toveling himself with Shem Geiris. The tumas meis on beforehand didn't count.